Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everyone? We are back live and in living color. Don't you know by now to turn that crap off?
It's my first, my brand new phone.
Well, no, I thought you were going to say it's your first day, and then I was going to say...
No, it's the 10 Plus,
also,
the Galaxy.
Also, your last day.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What happened?
You're on the verge of getting fired.
Again?
2 minutes in. 2 minutes in. Action-packed show scheduled for today.
Can't wait.
You have any idea who's on?
I'm sure you'll tell me.
Do you follow Twitter at all? Do you follow your homework assignments, anything?
Not yet, because my new phone, I have to like reset up all my passwords and logins, and you know, I don't remember half of them.
Nico Price coming on momentarily.
Nico, that's your boy.
Jim Allers coming up.
Allers.
He's Allers.
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 Okay. Do you know that he fought Jason Knight in the UFC?
Did he?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Fight of the night.
Wow.
How about that? Speaking of which, Jason Knight will be on today as well.
Nice. Yeah. Got some sluggers coming
up. And then the Prez will be on. I'm the president of the Clay Guida fan club.
Okay.
But the president of Bare Knuckle will be back on today as well.
Mr. David Feldman.
Just kind of want to regroup, re-talk about what we experienced on Saturday.
What a night. What a night.
You know, I did something that no one knew about.
Okay.
You didn't know about it because you don't know about anything.
Nah, I don't know much.
I did not tell David Feldman.
Okay.
I did not tell anyone a little survey that I did.
Really?
I did. I did a couple grand prize giveaways.
Oh, what?
Okay. Part of the grand prize was you won tickets to the UFC on the 12th.
Right.
And Bare Knuckle on the 19th.
Right.
And I just kind of wanted to judge. I kind of wanted people's opinions and thoughts and whatever. And believe it or not, almost everyone liked Bare Knuckle better.
Well, yeah.
More sure. Action. And probably the better fight, the best fight of the night, arguably, and don't ask me who it was because I don't remember, was the one that got booed.
Well, that was the most strategic.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And it had drama. It went to the decision. So you had five rounds, you know, 10 minutes of action. Yeah.
Best night. It was the best night so far to date, start to finish, of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
And I definitely think it turned a corner. I mean, the star-studded event, the people they brought in for promotion, across the board.
It's hard not to when you bring in Wanderlei Silva and Verdum. And, right. You know, the wrestler was there.
Artem was there.
Jason was there.
I mean, so it was...
Jinder Mahal. Some Buccaneers were there.
Anthony Rumble Johnson. Chris Lytle. I mean, so...
What did you do to tick off Rumble?
I don't know.
Because he's looking for you.
Why is he
a piece of you.
Why is he so angry? Like, so the photo, I came up to him. I'm like, hey, Rumble. I was like, you know, thanks for doing that promo video. I'm Randy's co-host. I'm the one you're supposed to fight in the celebrity boxing. And then he kind of looked at me with that crazy eye, kind of like unsure if like I was like a friend or a foe. And then I was unsure if I was a friend or a foe. And then Sean took a picture. And now I still don't know her friends or foe.
But you're still a tool.
I will always be a tool.
I saw you tooling it up.
I'm tooling it.
Yeah. You got to take a step back.
No.
You do.
No, I can't.
I know. Well, that's why next time you're either going to be in the squared circle or you're going to be outside of the VIP area.
Well, speaking of inside, you booked me a fight for 2020. So
we'll see if that really happens.
We'll see if somebody really wants to get beat up by a pizza man.
Oh, no. There'll be people that'll beat up the pizza.
There's added pressure when you fight a guy that has nothing to lose. You have to win. I mean, I got nothing to lose. I'm a pizza guy. I'm supposed to lose.
Well, no. They're going to take a homeless guy to fight you, so he's going to have nothing to lose either.
So, homeless guys have more money than I do.
So
those guys make like $800 a day.
So both of you will have nothing to lose, nothing to gain, and it should be a pretty enjoyable fight.
Kimbo came from the Street Game, so.
So did Masvidal.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was a Street Fighter?
Yeah, he was with Kimbo. Thanks, really? Thanks for listening to the show that you supposedly co-host.
It's supposed to bark up drama. It's like interest. I mean, if we sat here and agreed on everything and I just, yes, like it would be a boring show.
And what is it with you on it?
That's spectacular.
Still boring. Still boring. Buccaneers were off last weekend.
Okay.
Had a fully, thoroughly enjoyable weekend because I didn't watch much football.
Sure. I think Jameis Winston threw three picks in the bye week.
No, he didn't.
No, I saw it on Twitter.
No, he didn't.
So he threw a pick to the bye week, and it's like bye week seven.
This Sunday is a huge game for him, though.
This is his career.
It will not be his career no matter what.
This is his contract year.
That's not his career, knucklehead.
Oh, but that's what he's playing for, $100 million contract.
He's not playing for his career. He's playing for his Tampa Bay career. There's a difference. Because he will be re-signed.
But he won't get anywhere near the premium money that he would get if he has a show-out year.
I don't think he's going to get the premium money anyway.
If he takes this thing deep into the playoffs and he dominated this year, he would get that upper echelon elite quarterback contract.
Honestly, I believe that ship has sailed.
Because of the off-field incidences or character?
None of that stuff.
Lack of performance?
You know, 2-4. You know, they've had a rough, stench, going to Seattle. New Orleans is coming here. I mean, two tough games.
Sure.
If they do not win this game on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans with a new quarterback, they've already made their change. You know, Mariota is now, you know, on the bench. If they do not win this game, it's not going to be pretty the next.
Remind me, because I'm not a huge football guy.
You're not a huge anything.
Well, I'm a huge tool.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
But doesn't Mariota, the one that we bypassed to pick up Jameis, didn't they get drafted together the same year?
1-2, correct. Yeah. 1-2.
So they benched him. So looks like 1-2 were not bust, but not living up to the hyper potential.
Well, you know, part of the problem is when you're the number one pick in the draft, the number two pick in the NFL draft. What does that mean? What does it mean?
Yeah, the two best players on the board.
Maybe that, but it's the two worst teams on the board.
True.
So if you have the first pick, I mean, you're walking in to an S show.
Yeah.
You know, sure. So, and look at Brett Favre. Brett Favre drafted by Atlanta. Where did he end up? Certainly not Atlanta.
Right.
Right? Sure. Went to Green Bay, then New York, then Minnesota. You know,
and you would never see Brett Favre in an Atlanta jersey. It's just not what you remember. You know, so his career peaked at Green Bay. And Jameis could do the same with another organization or team, but
Trent Dilfer. Where'd Trent Dilfer win the Super Bowl?
Baltimore.
Exactly. You know, not Tampa Bay. So, I mean, more times than not, I think it's rarer. You know, Peyton Manning didn't stay in Indianapolis. Yeah. You know, they move on. It's rarer to be Derek Brooks, who stayed his entire career, than be...
Well, free agency, and I mean, now it's a different game. Sure. It's a different world.
Well, and most people do know this. I wouldn't expect you to even know how to spell Derek Brooks, not alone know his background. He could have gone elsewhere. There were teams that offered.
Of course.
And he didn't want that. It wasn't the right opportunity. It wasn't the right team. It wasn't the right money. It wasn't the right location, whatever. And so it's rarer to stay and then retire. That's why I'm so adamant that I dislike the one-day contracts.
No, because they retire with the uniform or whatever.
Yeah, just to say I retired. You know, Gerald McCoy saying he's going to retire as a Buccaneer. Dude, you're a Panther. If I was a Carolina Panther fan, if I was a Carolina Panther teammate, if I was ownership of the Carolina Panthers, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, because you're not showing loyalty.
Exactly. Like, I'm the guy writing the check to you right
like,
now.
Like a traitor almost.
Unbelievable. So the Patriots looked – did the Patriots look good – or did the Jets look awful? Or be honest, did you not even watch?
Let's be honest. Like they played no one. That's they true. Played the Jets, the Dolphins, the
very true.
Walmart third shift. I mean, like the little sisters of the poor.
Do you have a problem with the comment about seeing ghosts?
Well, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that?
No.
So you're setting yourself up. It's kind of like you would throw this entire program, this entire network, and anybody you know under the bus if you were ever mic'd up while you're walking around as the tool that you are.
Sure.
Right?
Of course.
So the quarterback of the Jets was mic'd up.
Okay.
Then he goes to the sideline, and I guess he made some kind of comment like, I'm seeing ghosts out there. And he is being killed by that. First and foremost, NFL players, and I'll ask more players tomorrow when I go back in the locker room, they're saying it's not like he was confused. You know, they were throwing things at him, which falls on the head coach.
Sure.
Falls on practice, falls on that. It's not saying like he's overwhelmed. He wasn't overwhelmed. Just the Patriots were throwing all sorts of stuff to him that he wasn't familiar with. And he's still a young guy.
So he said he was seeing ghost?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that works if you're in New Orleans. I mean, if you're Drew Brees and you say, hey, I'm seeing ghosts out there, like, people are going to believe you. Like, the realtor signs, it says, not haunted. I mean, they actually have to advertise. Like, in Florida, they advertise 3-bedroom with a pool. There, it's like, not haunted, no ghost.
My wife and daughter went to some haunted thing in Vegas. It's some haunted TV show.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is. You know. And they went, and they stood in line for an hour and a half to get in, and ridiculous, but they were looking for haunted stuff. So I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm bringing things to the table.
Absolutely.
Talent and material.
Got it.
What are you bringing?
Well, you're talking about the Patriots.
Neither. So my question to you is, I talked to a very good friend of mine yesterday.
Okay.
I even looked into this. So the stars of Grease 1, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, are coming to Tampa Bay.
I think Travolta lives here. The Scientology building's here, like the headquarters. Isn't he like one of the head shrinks or what do they call them? Cardinals or something?
Are you done pulling this show down?
No, I was just saying.
No, John Travolta does not live here. He lives further up like Ocala area.
Okay.
Yes, Scientology owns 99.4% of Clearwater.
Of Hollywood as well.
They don't own Hollywood.
Well, the actors and the people.
No, they don't. There's probably very few. I mean, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Christy Alley.
Who's the Leah Remini? Is that her name? Who was but isn't?
King of Queens. Is that the chick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she had a big backlash. Like, yeah. She went nuts and like exposed them.
Yeah. So whatever. Can I get back to what I was asking you?
Please.
I'm going to turn your mic off. Okay.
I'm bringing content. I'm bringing knowledge.
You're not. So I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who purchased the meet and greet for John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
How much do you think the meet and greet, VIP seats, watch Grease, and have the meet and greet and Q&A with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John?
I'm going to say $700.
Close. $1,100.
Wow.
So it was like $1,000 in the taxes and fees and stuff.
Wow.
So I sat back and I thought, and I talked to the people at the post office earlier today about this. I'm jaded.
Okay.
You know, I've been around, I've interviewed, I've met, I've done meet and greets, I've hung out with, on and on and on. I honestly don't know of a single human being, a single living human being that I would spend $1,000 to go to a meet and greet.
That's tough. I mean, like $1,000.
I just don't know if I'd do it. I honestly don't know if I'd do $500. You know, I'm trying to think, what is the absolute most? And my wife said that she would have bought it for me, even at $500, for Rocky Balboa.
Okay, sure.
I don't even know if I would do $500 for Rocky Balboa. I don't know.
Wow. I mean,
I'm the cheapest person you know. Am I going to spend $500?
Yeah, not on that. I mean, like, they're not even relevant, are they? I mean, like...
Well, I mean, if you're a huge fan...
I mean, I guess.
And this particular person, it's a bucket list for them. And, you know, so I'm not saying anything bad about it.
Can you see him for free if you just join the Church of Scientology?
Well, not Olivia.
You don't know that.
Why do you find that funny?
I don't know.
Why do you laugh at your own stupidity? Serious.
You don't think it's funny?
No, not at all.
So a serious question then. How about a serious question?
I asked you a serious question.
Like,
who would you spend $1,000 on or $500? What is, whatever that number is, the most you would ever spend.
Yeah.
What celebrity would you spend that money on that you would want to do a meet and greet with?
Oh.
Who is that one person that you would want to talk to? I mean, mine would be Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone. You could do a little Rambo. You could do a little throw mama from the train, that stuff.
I think for me, just because of the bodybuilding connection, would be Arnold, you know, Schwarzenegger.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm confused. What connection?
Well, we're both professional bodybuilders.
No.
We both held pro cards in bodybuilding.
Okay. I can't argue that.
But I think, you know, he was the GOAT. He was the
Not Columbo? No. Where's Columbo on that list? I used to have that book. I never read it, but I had it.
He's shorter on the list.
Yes, he is shorter on the list. You're laughing at your own stuff again.
Well, I'm pretty funny.
You're not.
I'm just trying to entertain you, Randy Harris.
Who would you spend money?
I just told you, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And what is the most you would spend?
Oh, I got $1,000 would be like the
would
max.
You really?
The max.
I honestly don't know if I'd spend $1,000.
It depends on what it is. If it's just like them sitting
it's
at a table.
It's a Q&A.
Because, I mean, we've been to.
You're not even. No, it's not even you and Arnold. It's you, Arnold, and whoever else is going to spend $1,000.
I wouldn't spend that much money for that. I mean, because we've been around a lot of these things. A lot of them are just guys strapped to a table with a folding chair.
Well, you and Terry and Rick.
Yeah, and Rick. But, you know, like a lot of these guys are just strapped to a folding chair, and they don't even look up. They don't even see your face. They're just sign, pass back. So there's no interaction.
Imagine spending $1,000 for that.
I'd be pissed. I mean, what's the most fun you've ever been to a meet and greet? Like, have you ever done an event or something fun?
I have. We'll talk about it when we return. We're already over. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Petersburg. Stop on by, grab a slice, grab a drink, bring me a Diet Coke since somebody forgot to bring me one. We are brought to you, as always, by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Travel around the world, and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park in St. Pete, all presented by Spiffs.org.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Pies are up. Come get a slice. Come get a pie. Come get whatever you want. Stop on by 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, 38th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete as well. All right, so I've got a little complaint question. I need to ask you this, Matthew, and everyone else in Radio Land. So someone, former Buccaneer, tweeted asking a question as to what was going on with the NBA, the Houston GM, LeBron James, China, Hong Kong, etc. So I responded. And in my response, I tagged LeBron James because LeBron did get involved, and then he said he didn't want to get involved, and so I tagged him. So somebody jumped in and said some negative, nasty things about me for tagging LeBron James. And I said, it's the exact opposite. If you're going to talk about someone, you should tag them. I think it's more chicken to not tag them than to tag them. Every time a tweet has gone out about Conor McGregor, I tag him. Every time there's a tweet that goes out about GSP or whatever, thank you, I tag him. I think that's the professional thing to do, not stay away from it, you know, and ignore it and all that. So, World Series last night. Did you watch? I flipped channels. I didn't watch much of it. I might have watched an inning or two. And for, as predicted, you know, by Bryce Harper, the Washington Nationals, as of right now, obviously looked pretty good. Stole the first one, which is obviously the most important with this pitching staff, with both pitching staffs. That's what's going to be fun if you like low scoring. I don't. I would rather be a 17-12 game than a 1-0, than a 5-4. Even 5-4 is not, you know, not terrible, but I want as many runs as humanly possible. So hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. Send up a smoke signal. I'm just curious. If you're putting up something on Twitter, on Facebook, on any of those other social medias that I don't understand or know how to use, Instagram, Snapchat, all that stuff, do you tag the person that you are talking about or the subject that you are talking about, or do you stay away from it? I guess there's no right or wrong answer. I know what I believe, but curious. All right, so we just ran that spot, and we are going to start starting Monday to give away tickets to the Ryan Neese Power of Giving holiday party. It is December 5th. We're going to hook up a few people. If I ever get Matt to stop rambling in the corner, I don't know who he's talking to, I'm going to let him know that he is not going to go this year, so we have his tickets to give away as well. All right, coming up momentarily, Jim Allers, very successful fight, second round in your co-main event. Like I said, I didn't realize that not only, I already have it, not only did he fight in the UFC, he fought Jason Knight, who really is, I think, on the verge, depending on what happens next month, on the verge of stardom in bare knuckle. You know, everybody is all over Artem, and rightfully so.
Sure.
Because he's a much slicker dresser. Did you see the picture I put up?
How important is that in professional sports? Like, no fighters?
None.
Because you know, look at the Masvidal, Diaz press conference. You see, you know, Diaz in a plain black t-shirt, black hat. And Muscle Balls all showed out with the white suit and the red flared out.
It's what you like.
John Travolta style.
Yeah, I don't think one is better or right or wrong. I mean, if you and I were to go somewhere and nobody said anything and just said, meet us at, I know how you would dress and sure. You know how I would dress.
Right.
You would be more dressed up. You come wearing the sports coat and all that. And I'm in blue jeans and a Knockout Radio shirt.
Sure.
And that's overdress.
Is that comfort or is that the fact that you've established and you're a legend in the radio biz, you're a legend in the MMA world?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But, I mean, but is it because you don't have anybody to impress and you're past those stages? And
I was never like that.
No, never?
No, I never would wear. I mean, I've wore that sports coat 8 times.
Because at the bare knuckle, Travis Thompson, who fought that night, you know, he showed out. I mean, he always dresses to the nines to, you know, to show professionalism. These guys are professional athletes.
I was going to say, I don't know if that shows professionalism. I mean, maybe it does, but it's what you're comfortable in. I mean, if I was comfortable to get all dressed up like that, if I thought I looked good in it, if I owned that type of clothing, I might do it.
Because Jake from State Farm wears khakis, you know, and that's casual. So you can work at State Farm.
I'm in shorts and a 8-man strong t-shirt.
We're always in 8-man strong gear.
What would I wear if I did not wear Knockout Radio or 8-man strong? I don't know.
Your birthday suit.
Yeah.
That's all I got left.
I literally don't know. You know, and I asked the guys on Monday night at the Monday Night Player Show, I asked this all the time, like, what do you wear? What logoed item do you wear the most? Or I'll ask UFC fighters, you know, because they wear a lot of the UFC stuff because it's given to them.
Sure.
You know, if I didn't wear those two logos, I don't know what I'd wear.
Tap out. How much tap-out gear do you still have in your collection?
Not much, but no. I have some.
Yeah.
I had some stolen from me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Yep, I sure did. Long story, but yep. but I don't wear tap-out really anymore.
Yeah, because everybody wears it.
Well, it's not even that. It's I'm 8-man strong.
Yeah.
You know, so if I'm not wearing Knockout Radio, I'm wearing 8-man strong. Or I'm wearing no logoed stuff,
sure.
Not nothing. But I don't like wearing logoed stuff that's not one of those two products.
Sure. You've got to support those that support us.
Why would I? I've never understood this. Why people spend an excessive amount of money to wear a logo of somebody else. If you want me to wear that logo, pay me and I'll wear it.
Right.
I'm not going to pay top dollar.
Makes sense.
I don't even know if I own anything.
Do you have any head rush gear? Like the old school?
I don't even know what that is. No.
Like the sponsor? Like, you know, when you watch the old... like on Fight Pass on stream TV.
I know what it is, yeah.
Like the head rush. Like that was back in the day when like everybody had their own unique sponsors. They had,
which I liked.
What was it? Zions was the energy drink.
Well, but Zions was involved with Zuffa.
Right.
You know, that was in-house kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, I mean, they still sponsored people. But, you know, you had Blue Grace,
yeah.
Which was locally here in Tampa, which sure. Also sponsored the show. Condom Depot, which I know you're very familiar with. You were sponsored by them.
Big fan of condoms.
Trying to think of some others that stick out. MMA Stop. You had BJ Penn. What was that? Just Scrap.
Oh, Bad Boy.
Bad Boy. Yeah. How many different MMA logoed things do you own?
Oh, I have one pair of tap out shorts because I missed the wave of that. I mean, it was already passed before I got into this world. Otherwise I look like, you know, the guys from like, you know, at the gas station wearing tap out, you know.
I would go up to people in the mall. I mean, I would do this all the time. It was as tap out was exploding and Charles was such a good, cool friend of mine, great guy, you know, Dan and Tim and all those guys. I would go up to people just to start conversation. Anytime I can talk MMA, I would. So they're wearing tap out and I'm like, yeah, I'm just curious. See you wearing tap out. What's your favorite fighter? You know what they'd say? More times than not.
Mike Tyson.
Huh?
Oh.
I said, tap out. You know, are you a tap out fan? Yeah, I just bought it. It was on sale.
Right.
Or
yeah, once they started selling them at Walmart.
Well, yes. Not just, they did go to Walmart.
It did.
And so did, I was at MMA Elite, went to Walmart. You know, and so people would buy it. And I remember talking to Charles, for those of you that don't know, Charles Lewis.
Was Mask. The front man for Tap Out.
Yep.
Yeah, punk ass. And Sky Scrape?
Well, Scrape was involved. And again, I don't know how much you know of the story. Scrape was involved because at the very beginning, he wouldn't go away.
Okay.
All right.
It's like me. It's like in our relationship.
God, it's so much similar to that. Only Tim was taller, better looking, and a better guy. So other than those three things.
And he brought value.
Tim?
I like Scrape. I thought he was one of the coolest guys.
No, he is cool.
He had the afro, and he was always...
Tim was awesome, but it was Dan and Charles, and Tim was involved, and, you know, he would always go on the trips and all that kind of stuff, and then, you know, developed into being involved in a position and all that kind of stuff. So I would go up because I used to talk to these guys, and they were all, they never liked the fact that people who were not MMA people
were wearing their products. Sure.
But on the same line, they wanted it to explode.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember vividly, I was at Chris Hovan's house, and we were going to do a thing with Chuck Liddell.
Wow.
And we went to pick up Chris in the limo, and then we were going to get Chuck. And Chris's next-door neighbor, his old next-door neighbor, worked for Nike. And I used to always ask Charles, hey, can I get you on the show? Hey, can I get you on the show? Hey, can we give away some product? Hey, can I get you on the show? And he's like, I'll give you all the stuff you want to give away. I don't want to come on. I'm not. We're not big. I'm not big. Blah, blah, blah. When I make it, when Tap Out makes it, sure, I'll come in, I'll come on.
Okay.
So I'm in Hovan's living room, and the neighbor is talking. And the neighbor works for Nike and said she just came back from Portland, and they were talking about Tap Out in the meeting.
Wow.
And I called Charles, and he kind of cried a little.
Wow.
And then he came on the show, too, because he felt like he finally made it. It was like one of his biggest, proudest moments was that, you know, the big conglomerate,
right?
You know, Nike, was now talking
about his brand.
About his brand, Tap Out.
And so for those that don't know, they started out selling shirts out of the trunk of their car.
Blocks away from the arena, because the arena wouldn't allow them anywhere near him.
Wow.
I don't know if you know that story. No, and they would like walk or, you know, kind of like these ticket brokers.
Sure.
They're two blocks down with the signs. And, you know, that's what they would do.
Wow.
You know, they would open up the trunk and they would sell. And, you know, all three, you know, and there was other people involved with Tap Out that were very cool and, you know, workers and employees and all that kind of stuff. And it's still a shame, you know, what did happen. And we will continue talking about Charles and Tap Out and everything else that we have planned for the next, hour and a half. Jim Allers coming up here very shortly.
Yeah.
This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Travel around the world, and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park in St. Pete, all presented by spiffs.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun! Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
I was going to start singing.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. UFC this weekend, Singapore, 9 a.m.
Yes.
I was going to go to Disney on Saturday, so I don't know if I am or I'm not now. I want to see the fight.
In, do you tune in for those early cross-the-world bouts that start at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 in the afternoon?
I would rather those than the ones that start at 8 p.m. and I fall asleep for the main event.
It's hard to stay awake for those at 1 a.m.
Honestly, I normally don't.
Yeah,
I fall asleep. I try. I stick toothpicks in or whatever I need to do to keep my... And I can't. I want to see this fight. I'm intrigued by this fight. I have a bet on this fight.
The Maya fight?
Yeah, Damian Maya and Ben Askren.
Yeah.
We was talking to Mike Evans in the Bucks locker room about it.
Okay.
Big fan of the sport.
Right.
They were all talking about bare knuckle in the locker room.
I bet. I mean, I was impressed. I mean, in fact, I remember sitting next to Sean, and when Gonzaga knocked out Silva.
Illegally sitting next to Sean, by the way.
I didn't get out. I didn't get up. It wasn't assigned to me, but it was the best seat in the house, so I wasn't leaving. And Sean, I remember putting my hand on Sean's shoulder, and I was like, wow. Like, wow. Like, I just couldn't believe what I just saw that close. It was incredible.
What were you in awe of?
Just the knockout, the power, the size of the two men fighting, 550 pounds plus, inside a squared circle.
I enjoyed watching it to go from the co-main event, smaller guys,
right,
to the big guys, and putting on the shows that they were putting on. And speaking of which, your buddy, you've seen him jiu-jitsu.
King tournaments.
You've seen him now bare knuckle. Jim Allers. Jim, how are you?
I'm good. What's up, guys?
Hey, let me ask you this, you know, because we've talked to Dave Feldman, we've talked about the difference of bare knuckle and MMA and boxing and such. We're, what, 3 days removed, 5 days removed? How do you feel body-wise?
Man, I have no aches and pains, really. My hands are a little sore still, but I think, you know, in a couple of days I'll be all right. I went to the doctor, everything was okay. Besides that, you know, a lot of times when I'm doing MMA, everything hurts, man, from your ankles up to your neck. Past that, man, you know, so, I mean, I've also been blessed to not really been on the other end of a beating, so.
3-0 is a nice thing, right?
Yeah, man, it feels great.
Let me ask you this as well. I'm coming up with all these things, you know, on the fly, and again, remember, it's FCC radio, so we have to kind of be careful. What are you thinking as you're walking down? What are you thinking as you're now in the squared circle, you're toeing the line, you're getting ready to throw? What's running through your mind?
You know, the first time I did it, I was just like, what am I doing, you know? especially when you are not like the first fight or something. You know, I had a few fights before me, and you start seeing guys come in. My first fight, there was only one other person in the locker room. He didn't look too bad, you know, but in this last one, a couple guys came into the back and they were just like beat up, you know? And I was like, oh, you know, it kind of got me. I'm like, man, it's possible this could happen to me. So, you know, my mind starts running, but my group of guys, my corner men, we're like, we're just here to have fun, man. We're having fun. So we put on some music, we started dancing in the back and everything. And, I got comfortable, and you know, I already convinced myself that one of these days I'm gonna have a tough fight. I'm gonna be, you know, not say I'm gonna lose, but I'm gonna have a tough fight. I'm gonna get some bumps and bruises like the rest of these guys. So I'm already mentally prepared myself for that. Just hasn't happened yet, thank God.
I was emotionally scarred as I left the Florida State Fairgrounds on Saturday. I don't even know if I've told you this yet, man.
No.
So after the fight was over, and it is something that I want to address, and I've addressed it with some of the Bucks in the locker room yesterday. As I was walking out, I walked right by Bigfoot Silva.
Okay.
And just to see his face, you know, the dejected face, the banged up face, and it's something that I wanted to talk to you about, Jim, is the fact that the fans don't understand that. You know, everybody always says it's the entertainment, you're putting on a performance, and I don't know if the fans understand this is your livelihood, this is, you know, this is your job, and it's more than just entertainment. This is everything to you and all the fighters.
Yeah, you know, this is not just, you know, I'm out there, and you know, we're all trying to make a living, you know, provide for our families and everything. That's why, if you saw my Instagram, you know, I made that post of Julian, that, you know, even though there was a, you know, talk and whatnot, it was a little bit heated. At the end of the day, you know, he's out there providing for his children, same as I. And we're trying to do this, you know, for this is our livelihood, man. We're here fighting for a living. It's like we're the modern day gladiators for sure.
You know, and I know you were going to bring that up, Matt.
Yeah.
You were going to ask about that. And, you know, my thing, and I've been very vocal about this. I've covered this sport since probably before both of you were, you know, been alive and on and on and on. And I'm okay, you know, with the talk if it's real. And then, you know, like you said, I know there was some real stuff. And then after there's, you know, there's some respect, and that you both went and, you know, you went to, and I hate using the word war, you know, you went and you were in a fight. And now that there's you know, a relationship, you know, that you, a bond towards each other. I just don't like when it's real, only it's not. And then once the fight's over, you know, my good friend Tito Ortiz has said it. Oh, we just did it to sell the fight. I want it to be real. If you dislike. If you don't dislike, you can, you know, fight each other.
I didn't, exactly. I didn't really understand. I know that he was kind of upset with just me saying I was better than him, you know, but I mean, who's not going to say that? You know, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, man, he's a little bit better than me, but I'm going to try my best. No, you know, if you don't believe in yourself, who will? So,
well, that was,
you know,
that was the best.
Yeah. In my eyes, I'm just was on another level. I've kind of figured out the sport, I feel like, a little bit, you know, and my style, you saw it in the last one. People started, you know, doing that style a little bit more, you know, working the clinch, working those uppercuts. Just keep it in the person's face. And, I just think he was upset about that, and just kind of, I like to just state facts, and some people just aren't okay with that.
Well, Jimmy, I follow you on social media, obviously, from the Jiu-Jitsu tournament and on.
Oh, you're the tool that does that.
I'm the tool that announces Jim Allard. but you know, I saw you, you know, post about, hey, I'm just here to have a good time, and this guy's all angry about something, all mad about something. So, I thought it was classy the way you handled it. I definitely think your press interview and the weigh-in was the most exciting, and to have that fireworks. I definitely reshared it on my social media. I know millions of others did as well. So it's part of the fight game, but kudos to you guys for the way you handled it and the after post. Much respect to that.
Oh, for sure, man. I just, you know, I want everybody to know that, you know, like, it's just like anything. Like, to me, it's like I feel like we're back in the days where if you had a problem with someone, you went in there. You threw hands and you shake hands after and that's it, man. You live on. So that's really cool. I felt like that we could do that.
Then you and I need to sit down. We need to bring you into St. Pete. We need to bring you to Torta Pizza. You know, grab some pizza and sit down and talk, because my brother and I got in a fight when I was 19 and I still dislike him.
man, it's just like there's so much more, right? We're so thankful for so many things and stuff that we got to be grateful that we are, you know, like I said, man, you know, not a few days ago that boxer, you know, ended up passing away, you know, and we're out here putting our lives on the line. So, you know, the least we can do is, you know, be thankful, shake hands and be like, hey, man, we're both healthy. Let's move on.
Well, Jimmy, and you know, now that the hands are bruised up, and you know, how do you feel about jumping back in the jiu-jitsu tournament January 24th?
Oh, man, for sure, 100%. You know, I was just telling my students, I'm like, you know, now it's time to focus back over into jiu-jitsu, got some jiu-jitsu stuff lined up. So I definitely, you know, I want to be as active. This year was my most active year from 32 to 33 that I've been since I started training, you know, competed more times than ever. And I just want to continue that. I think staying active is what's been helping me.
There you go. I'll see you January 24th.
Hell where yeah. Do you think, you know, we all believe that Bare Knuckle FC is going to explode. David Feldman has said some things are in the works for next year, and it's going to continue to grow. How big do you think this sport can go, and what needs to be done to get there?
Yeah, I definitely think it's on its way, man. They're doing a lot of things right, signing some big names to attract attention and everything. You know, in my eyes, they're going the right direction. You know, so many people probably thought the same thing about UFC when it first started. Oh, man, this is crazy. It's barbaric, this, that. But to me, you know, the casual fan, even when you're watching MMA, it's getting almost too, what's the word I'm looking for? Technical almost for some people, you know? They get kind of bored of the cage work, the ground work and everything. But for your average everyday fan that just likes to fight, you know, this bare knuckle is exactly what they're looking for. Guys getting in there and scrapping.
I did a grand prize giveaway a couple weeks ago, and I gave three people a pair of UFC tickets and a pair of bare knuckle tickets. You know, we gave plenty of tickets away, but I made sure that three people went to both, and I wanted their opinion. And all three said that they enjoyed Saturday at the fairgrounds over the UFC at Amelie. And it's because of that, you know, toeing the line literally within, well, Abby showed that within a second,
sure,
you know, he landed and somebody went down. You know, the action, it is a lot more action than in MMA. Let's face it. It just is.
Yeah, I believe so. Like, it's so cool to see a little bit, you know, fighters coming up to me and they're like, I'm going to channel my inner Jim Allers for this. So I'm coming right off the bat. So it's cool to see that I'm like starting a trend that like, man, it's the only way to win this is to get in their face right off the point. We're not here to run around and play patty cake.
You know, which I thoroughly enjoy. And how are you taking it? How are you handling, you know, everybody is, you know, jumping on the gym train, the gym bandwagon. I know that I posted, you know, a photo of the fight and said, you know, you're a bad, bad man. How do you stay grounded with everybody saying you are the future, you're the next?
Man, I honestly, like I tell everyone, I'm like, man, I'm just as surprised as you guys are when I'm watching these fights. I'm like, who is that guy, man? I'm a jiu-jitsu guy. I'm a wrestler, you know. So I just, like I said, I take it one fight at a time. I was retired in, you know, August 2018. I was done with fighting, and it just kind of reignited a love for it. And like I tell people, my, you know, it was a big goal of mine to be famous before, you know, and I think I worked so hard on getting people's approval and this and that before that it took away from the training and what really important. And this one, I'm just, like I said, I'm just having fun. I'm out there with my wife, my best friends, you know, that's who I have in my corner, you know, right. These two guys, two of my best friends, Mitchell Chamali, Kevin Gleason, my boxing coach too, you know, and my wife who I just feel comfortable with there. And, you know, we're just going through it together, fight by fight and having a blast, man.
How has she handled it?
Man, she has more faith in me than I ever did, you know. So she thinks I can beat up anyone in the world. So I love, you know, when I'm doubting myself a little bit, she definitely picks me back up. So it's good to have her in my corner, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. What's next for you? Have you talked to David Feldman yet, or is it too early?
You know, it looks like I might be going out to Mississippi, you know, to see what's happening next over there. I don't know what is in store for sure, you know, but, I'm interested to see this fight. I'm interested to see what's next. You know, I kind of feel like I cleaned out the division. I have more fights than both Jason and Artem combined. I got more wins than both of them combined, you know? So, right. It's for a young sport, you know, I feel like I've done a lot in the last 4 months.
If you had your druthers, and it doesn't even have to be the winner, and you don't even have to tell me who you think's going to win. Who would you want to fight? You know, I know you fought, you know, Jason before. Artem is, you know, let's be honest, he is the big name of the sport right now. Which would be better for you? Which would you enjoy more?
I mean, I definitely think Artem will be a fight that I want. Jason and I kind of built a friendship. He's a good guy. He's, you know, he got me into it for the Leon Garcia fight. So I'd hate to be like, oh, well, let's fight for it, you know. And then I fought him before, you know. It's all about challenges, you know. We fought before. It was his day. He got the win. And, you know, I never got to fight Artem, you know, and I think my style is good for him. I think there's some history there where, you know, me and Connor had that history back in the day. He's his teammate. He's actually the reason why me and Connor didn't get to fight. You know, he ended up hurting Connor. So I think there's like backstory and stuff there that we can build. I think that'd be a good fight overall for the company and, you know, cool. A fight that I'm interested in.
Well, we will see what happens. I will be in touch. I have a friend of mine who is a captain in Biloxi, and he's going to take some of the fighters and, of course, myself. We're going to go out fishing, and we're going to do all that kind of stuff on either Thursday or Friday.
We got to stay in touch, man.
I will definitely stay in touch and get you to go with us. Jim, as always, thank you for your time. Let's put you on hold so we can send you out another care package from 8 Man Strong, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you.
Jim Allers, he's a bad man. The thing that still drives me crazy, and I do always make reference to my brother, and yet, you know it's real. I mean, we do not get along, and I don't know if we ever will. And it's always intrigued me, you know, going back to UFC 11, the first UFC that I physically covered, how these guys, you know, whether they get along before or not, they get along more times than not after the fight. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were in London. And I don't remember names and stuff, but I was with one guy, and he got knocked out real quick. And the two of them sat together on the way to the after party.
Well,
yet I still can't look at my brother.
Right.
Help me get over that. Help me get through that.
Well,
not today. Not right away.
I don't have time for that. Let's call Dr. Phil. Let's schedule you a session. We'll talk it out.
I'm sending a script to Dr. Phil.
Are you?
I really am. I truly am.
What?
Well, if I say it, somebody's going to steal it from me.
Oh, okay, don't say it.
But I do have a episode script that I am writing.
Okay.
For Bull, the TV show Bull, which he is one of the producers of.
Okay.
And I think it's a no-brainer, and it's something that I questioned myself, and went to some FBI agents to find out if I can be held liable for something.
Oh, wow. If somebody takes your idea and does it in real life?
Well, no. This was something that I was going to do.
Okay.
And if I did it, would I be liable if something bad happened?
Wow. Do you need a star of the show? Because I'm available. What day is it?
No, I want it to be successful.
Yeah, then I won't be in it.
Or you could be the person we kill.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at being dead.
You know, we're going to run somebody over or something. So I think it would be perfect, you know, for you. Jim's a good dude, though.
I'm a great actor. Seriously.
You're a great actor to play a dead person.
No, but I mean, Sean was like, how are you going to get back inside security without a pass? I'm like, dude, you just got to believe in yourself. Got to have confidence. I took that right back to the squared circle.
So you walked out and they still let you back in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Because I had my media press all access.
I heard what you did. I know what you did.
It's all access, baby.
I don't know why you're proud of that. Why don't you just sit with your people? Well, GA at the very top.
My people can't see the ring. My people. We need a telescope or what are those called things? Binoculars.
Jinder Mahal certainly liked Bare Knuckle.
He did.
As he was there. Didn't get there on time. He was a little late.
He only comes for the main event. He came for the main event last time with the same guy from Nutrition Solutions, Chris, who owns the nutrition company. So they always come in right for like the last fight and then they bounce.
I don't approve.
Yeah, because they miss a lot of fireworks. I mean, Abby with the fastest knockdown in BKFC history.
Literally, it'll be impossible to beat.
1 second.
I think it will be beat because somebody will say, you know, oh, I didn't start the clock in time.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or something like that.
And,
so.
And Masvidal, you know, like the 5 second knee. I mean, it's probably the fastest in UFC history.
Well, and the difference is it took Masvidal longer to run across the ring.
Right.
Where that's why I like the toe the line thing.
Sure.
You know, for that exact reason. It's their throwing before you even have a chance to think. I really, truly do believe that this is the next great thing.
I do think. I do too.
I think what needs to be done is not only do you need the names, and I do know some people that are being signed by BKFC.
Sure.
You know, Vandalay, who's already involved. Verdum has some fights left on his UFC contract. I think he'll be there.
Yep.
I think Gonzaga will fight again.
Think Fedor's coming over?
Do you know if anybody? No. Do you know if anybody picked up Bigfoot's tooth?
I don't know.
One of the Buccaneers said somebody should have grabbed it as a souvenir.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but seriously, I know we only have a minute and a half or so, but it really bothered me, and it's still in the back of my mind, the picture of Bigfoot sitting there dejected and beat up a little bit, and it scarred me. It truly did, and we need to look at it that way as well. Yes, it's entertainment, but this is, you know, these people's livelihoods.
And even after they hang up their career, it's their reputation. They have to live in the skin of who they were and the last memory of the fan base.
1 hour down, 1 hour to go, coming to you live from Torta Pizza. Duh. This is Knockout Radio. I almost said this is Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staffson. What's your
game? This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.